A few seconds pass. I knocked 3 times again, this time a little more forcefully than before. Still no response. Next, I tried the knob. It turned, and the door opened without a sound. The room seemed pitch dark at first, but some light was managing to find its way in around the thick curtains. With effort, I could just make out the window itself and a table and sofa. This was the room in which I had coupled with Greta Kano. It was a suite, the living room here and the bedroom in back. On the table were the dim forms of the Cutty Sark bottle, the glasses, and the ice bucket. When I opened the door, the stainless steel ice bucket had caught the light from the corridor and sent back a knife-sharp flash. I entered the darkness and closed the door quietly behind me. The air in the room felt warm, and it carried the heavy scent of flowers. I held my breath and listened, keeping my left hand on the knob so that I could open it at any time. There had to be a person in here, somewhere. Someone had ordered the whiskey, ice, and glasses from room service and had opened the door to let the waiter in.
"Don't turn on the light,"
said a woman's voice. It came from the bedroom. I recognized it immediately. It was the voice of the enigmatic woman who had made those strange calls to me. I let go of the knob and began to feel my way towards the voice. The darkness of the inner room was more nearly opaque than that of the outer room. I stood in the doorway between the two and strained to see into the darkness. I could hear the sound of bedsheets shifting. A black shadow moved in the darkness.
"Leave it dark,"
said the woman's voice. "Don't worry," I said. "I won't turn on the light." I kept a firm grip on the door jamb.
"Did you come here alone?"
the woman asked, sounding vaguely tired. "Of course," I said. "I thought I'd find you here, you or Greta Kano. I've got to know where Kumiko is. I mean, everything started with that first call from you. You opened Pandora's box. Then it was one weird thing after another until finally Kumiko disappeared. That's why I'm here, alone. I don't know who you are, but you hold some kind of key. Am I right?"
"Greta Kano?"
the woman asked in guarded tones.
"Never heard of her. Is she here too?"
"I don't know where she is, but I've met her here more than once." Each breath I took brought with it the strong smell of flowers. The air was thick and heavy. Somewhere in this room was a vase full of flowers. Somewhere in this same darkness, they were breathing, swaying. In the darkness, filled with their intense fragrance, I began to lose track of my own physicality. I felt as if I'd become a tiny insect. Now I was working my way in among the petals of a giant flower. Sticky nectar, pollen, and soft hairs awaited me. They needed my invasion and my presence. "You know," I said to the woman, "the very first thing I want to do is find out who you are. You tell me I know you, and I've tried as hard as I can to recall you, but without success. Who are you?"
"Who am I?"
the woman parroted, but without a hint of mockery.
"I'd like a drink. Pour two on the rocks, will you? You will drink with me, I suppose."
I went back to the living room, opened the new bottle of whiskey, put ice in the glasses, and poured 2 drinks. In the dark, this took a good deal of time. I carried the drinks into the bedroom. The woman told me to put one on the night table.
"And you sit on the chair by the foot of the bed."
I did as I was told, placing 1 glass on the night table and sitting in an upholstered armchair some distance away, drink in hand. My eyes had perhaps grown more used to the darkness. I could see shadows shifting there. The woman seemed to have raised herself on the bed. Then there was the clink of ice as she drank. I, too, took a sip of whiskey. For a long time, she said nothing. The longer the silence continued, the stronger the smell of flowers seemed to become.
"Do you really want to know who I am?"
the woman asked. "That's why I'm here," I said, but my voice sounded uneasy in the darkness.
"You came here specifically to learn my name, did you?"
Instead of answering, I cleared my throat, but this also had a strange reverberation. The woman jiggled the ice in her glass a few times.
"You want to know my name,"
she said.
"But unfortunately, I can't tell you what it is. I know you very well. You know me very well. But I don't know me."
I shook my head in the darkness. "I don't get it," I said. "And I'm sick of riddles. I need something concrete that I can get my hands on. Hard facts. Something I can use as a lever to pry the door open. That's what I want." The woman seemed to wring a sigh out of the core of her body.
"Toru Okada, I want you to discover my name. But no, you don't have to discover it. You know it already. All you have to do is remember it. If you can find my name, then I can get out of here. I can even help you find your wife, help you find Kumiko Okada. If you want to find your wife, try hard to discover my name. That is the lever you want. You don't have time to stay lost. Every day you fail to find it, Kumiko Okada moves that much farther away from you.